Welcome to the godshow.us daily, title Defense Knight. The comfortable answer has held the belt for years. Yes, you can play pretend. No questions asked, but tonight's challenger just crawled off the living room floor. Plastic dinosaur in hand, chest full of grief, and it is asking whether the title was ever honestly won. One question. 15 wisdom traditions in the corner. The belt does not know what is about to hit it.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person still play pretend with their kids without quietly grieving who they were before they knew better? At the scale of one afternoon, that's a question about a plastic dinosaur and a door swinging in your chest. At the scale of a decade, it's about whether consciousness is a gift or a tax. At the scale of a life, it might be asking whether growing up is something that happens to you or something you survive. The dragon, the grief. Can they both be on the floor at once? Buddhism goes first and it names the thing most people feel but can't locate. The child building the tower doesn't mourn the floor. You do. You're standing there holding a plastic dinosaur and the grief isn't even for the game. It's for the self who used to enter rooms without calculating the exit. Buddhism calls that watcher the ghost. The room already has everything it needs. Small hands, bright wreckage, afternoon light. The ghost is the one who arrived with luggage.
Clarifying, yes, also a little cold if you're the one holding the luggage. Existentialism makes a related move but lands differently. And it says the grief is real, but you're using it wrong. You're treating it like evidence of loss rather than evidence of choice. The person who knew less wasn't more fully you. They were just earlier. Your hands are on the carpet today. That's the choice. The grief is described as, and I'm quoting, optional.
I feel that. I also want to push back because Zen Buddhism is doing something smarter with the premise. It asks, before you knew better, you played. After you knew better, you played. Where exactly did the dragon go? You're on the floor making the sound of a dragon, and the child doesn't see your grief, and the Zen line here is sharp. The child is not wrong. The playing is the person. It was never two things.
Stoicism and cynicism land on the same tactical answer, and they're both blunt about it. Be on the floor, make the sound. Your kid needs the dragon, not your biography. Cynicism goes further. Smuggling the grief into the playroom as evidence of your own depth is the one thing that actually ruins the game. But Sufism is doing something completely different. It says the grief is the wine. You're drinking it even now on the floor, moving the small horse. And what you're mourning wasn't lost, it was burned, which is different. The reed cries because it remembers the reed bed, and it keeps playing anyway. And the music is both the separation and the playing.
There's a laundromat quality to that image. You're in it. You're waiting it out. The machine is running and you can't stop it, and you're not supposed to. Judaism does something I love. It asks whether joy obligates or merely permits. And then it notices that the part of you that could become a dragon without thinking, that part didn't disappear. It went quiet, the way a shofar goes quiet, waiting for someone small enough to call it back. Now, the pop culture oracle went somewhere unexpected today. It cited Dolly Parton and Pixar's Up in the same breath. The Dolly Red is actually solid. Every rhinestone on that blazer was her saying the work nearly broke me and I made it beautiful anyway. You didn't lose the person who could play pretend. You added weight to them. And the Up Red, Ellie fills the book, you're still filling yours, is 5 seconds long and lands. Vedanta says, find the one who knew less and the one who knows better. Go ahead, find them, and then just can't. One awareness, playing all the parts. Which means tomorrow probably deserves a question about what happens when the awareness gets tired of being so wise about itself.
The belt stays complicated. Tonight's challenger, grief in a living room, plastic sword in hand, didn't get pinned. And the comfortable answer didn't exactly win clean either. Call it a split decision. The floor, however, remains the floor, and someone small is still waiting on it. If tonight moved something in you, thegodshow.us is free. It's daily, it's multilingual, and it runs on support from listeners who think one question and 15 traditions is worth keeping alive. Find the show and back it at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to D. York, music.com for our dark rock intro tune. The dragon was never gone. It was just waiting for someone to get down on the floor and ask. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.